Hello, and welcome to Unhypnosis for Direct Sellers, Network Marketers, and Entrepreneurs. You're about to enter a world of true transformation, where you'll finally have the opportunity to break through persistent barriers to your success and achieve the goals you've dreamed of. Your guide on this journey is Dr. Steve Taubman. Dr. Taubman is an expert in the inner workings of the human mind. As a physician, hypnotist, best-selling author, and mindfulness coach, Dr. Taubman has guided thousands of people to their ideal lives, showing them how to break through the mental roadblocks that have held them back. His best-selling book, Unhypnosis: How to Wake Up, Start Over, and Create the Life You're Meant to Live, has been highly regarded by industry leaders and celebrities worldwide. In fact, Mark Victor Hansen, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, describes Dr. Taubman as an enlightened physician dedicated to helping the entire world with his amazing talent as an entertainer and a powerful communicator. Brian Tracy, America's top sales trainer, says Dr. Taubman shows people how to release their brakes, snap out of their comfort zones, and accomplish more than they ever thought possible. And Bob Berg, best-selling author of The Go-Giver, calls Dr. Taubman the ultimate brain clog remover. In this program, you'll also benefit from the wisdom of some of direct selling's top leaders, people like Nikki Kiahohu, Jim Packard, Kathleen Wheeler, Suzanne Hart, Keeper Katran Whitney, Bobby Hood, Terry Conley, Lisa Wilbur, Jan McDonough, and John Ebert. Each of these individuals is a major success in his or her own right, and each has agreed to share the secrets of their success with you. So get ready for a remarkable experience, unlike any you've ever had. This program will transform your business and your life. Congratulations on your decision to take action on your dreams. And now, here to guide you on that journey, Dr. Steve Taubman.
Hello, and welcome to Unhypnosis for Direct Sellers. I'm Dr. Steve Taubman, president and founder of Inner Selling Institute, and author of the number one bestseller, Unhypnosis: How to Wake Up, Start Over, and Create the Life You're Meant to Live. Congratulations on your decision to take a major step toward your own success. What you're about to hear will change the way you do your direct selling business and your life. The technology in this program will produce permanent changes in the way you think, which will affect the actions you take, and ultimately, your results. There are people within your industry who have become massively successful, and it's not because they're smarter than you, or more knowledgeable than you, or even luckier than you. It's because they're operating on a certain set of beliefs that are different from the ones you're operating on. If you were to change your beliefs about yourself, your business, the way others see you, and what's possible, your business would grow. Naturally, there are strategies you need to know as well, but for the sake of this program, we're going to assume a few things. First, that you've already been exposed to the system your company teaches for selling, recruiting, inviting, coaching, leading, and all the activities of your business. If not, please go back and learn those methods first. There are two elements you need to be successful. First is the right skill set, and second, the right mindset. This program addresses the latter. Second, that you've even been exposed to some of the attitudes that winners in your industry have found useful, whether through books, tapes, teleseminars, or live events. And third, that despite all the knowledge you've gained, you're still hitting walls in your journey toward greater success, and you're frustrated. Have you ever noticed that despite all your best efforts and intentions, change is hard, sometimes impossible? Have you ever wondered why you're not achieving the goals you've set for yourself? It's not about your effort, and it's not about your knowledge. It's about your neurology. Your mind is programmed to resist change and keep you from absorbing messages that are inconsistent with your current worldview and your current self-evaluation. Within each of us is a mental filter known as the reticular activating system. It's a part of your brain which constantly monitors all incoming information, accepting what matches your existing beliefs and rejecting what is new or different. This is why learning is so difficult. New ideas and information are either rejected as irrelevant or bad, or we may literally not even see it. We live with blind spots, which keep us from noticing the very things that could set us free. And, to make matters worse, we don't even know we have those blind spots. We think we're seeing everything that's available to see. If you've ever been terribly frustrated thinking about a situation you were in that you felt was hopeless, and then suddenly seen opportunities that had been there all along, you were suddenly removing a blind spot. To make matters worse, another part of your brain, the amygdala, is responsible for deep emotions that are triggered whenever you confront a perceived danger. Now, we all know that learning a new skill isn't dangerous. We all know that inviting people to look at your business opportunity isn't dangerous. We all know that in our conscious minds. But in our subconscious minds, we don't know that. We experience new ideas and activities in exactly the same way we would experience being confronted by a saber-toothed tiger. Our brains don't know the difference between perceived danger and real danger. They are hardwired to maintain the status quo, to keep us doing the same things in the same way forever, whether they work or not. And whenever we stray from the status quo, we experience perceived danger, which shows up as an uncomfortable feeling, uncomfortable emotions, which we attempt to avoid in a variety of ways. We may stop doing what we were doing. You decide to make prospecting calls, and then you stop. You decide you're going to start an exercise plan, and you let it slide. You decide you're going to lose weight, and quickly find yourself eating all the foods you know will ensure that the pounds stay on. Sound familiar? We may talk ourselves out of what we wanted, or we may dig our heels in and try even harder, but in the process become shut down to our own inner selves and become shallow and empty. So it's no wonder that we have such difficulty changing our beliefs. The ones we've got seem to be stuck to us. There's no breathing room between who we are and what we think. We believe that we are our thoughts, but this is not true. There is a you independent of the thoughts in your head, and that's where your salvation lies. If it were true that you were your thoughts, then your situation would be hopeless. And as long as you continue to believe that you are your thoughts, your situation is hopeless. If you've reached a point in your life where you at least realize that what separates you from others more successful is your thoughts, you're way ahead of the game, even if you don't yet know how to change them. Congratulate yourself for that much. There are still a lot of people out there who think that others are just luckier or more knowledgeable. Those people either give up because they don't think they're lucky, or they spend a lifetime in the futile attempt to learn everything, believing that their success is eluding them just because they don't know enough. But that's not you. You now realize that your beliefs determine your outcomes. You know that successful people believe certain things that you don't believe, that you wish you believed, and that you don't know how to believe. And that's the crux of this program. Because you are not your thoughts, we'll be giving you a set of tools to help you step into a different place inside yourself. That place is called the witness place. In a state of deeply relaxed concentration, you'll be able to step out of the stream of thoughts that currently define your life and see them for what they are. You'll realize that your current thoughts and beliefs aren't serving you, and you'll be able to absorb new thoughts that do serve you and that will lead you to greater success. The reason this is possible is that we'll be using powerful unhypnosis techniques, which will wake you up to the foolish way you've been letting your mind dominate your reality. Just like waking up from a dream, you'll see that all the drama you've been creating isn't real. All the limitations you're living with aren't real. Your situation isn't permanent, and it can be changed. More importantly, the real truth is that you're amazing, you're capable, and you're limitless. Claiming that reality is the work of a lifetime. And when you step out of your limits and into your power, you'll begin to inspire others and make a real difference in the world. By the way, why do I use the term unhypnosis? Well, it's because, believe it or not, like it or not, you're hypnotized and don't realize it. Often when I hypnotize people on stage, I create the illusion for them that they're stuck to their chairs. Try as they might, they can't stand up. As long as they think they're stuck, they're stuck. But if I were to ask them if they're hypnotized, they'd laugh at me and say, "Of course not." And that's exactly what's been happening to you. You're essentially hypnotized into believing the reality of your own limiting beliefs. You've been trying very hard to succeed in spite of them. But when you wake up and realize what you've been thinking and how unreal it is, it takes no effort whatsoever to change. Once the spell is broken, it'll be as easy as getting up out of a chair. From a neurological standpoint, we'll be using techniques that remove the hold of your reticular activating system. That part of your mind which filters reality through a fixed set of beliefs will be on hold. When that filter is out of the way, you'll be able to communicate more effectively with a deeper part of you where change is possible. And because we're not assaulting your filters while they're active, We also won't be triggering your amygdala to create powerful negative emotions like fear and anxiety. You'll stop preventing yourself from making the necessary changes. But even when you do feel uncomfortable emotions, you'll have a new way of experiencing them. Rather than running from them, which keeps you stuck in your old patterns, or ignoring them, which makes you shallow and ingenuine, you'll be able to simply witness them with love and compassion. And you'll see them lose their power and disappear right before your eyes. Before we move into the process, there are a couple questions for you to ask yourself. First, where do my negative thoughts, beliefs, and messages come from? Well, they come from your past. You were raised to believe certain things, and you accepted them all before you were old enough to judge which were useful and which weren't. Limiting beliefs and disempowering thoughts are reinforced subtly by our parents, our schools, and our institutions, by the media, and even by ourselves. Each time we fail because of a limiting belief, the belief gets stronger. We tell ourselves, "You see, I was right. I knew I couldn't do this." Take a moment to identify your own limiting beliefs. Because they're so much a part of you, the most powerful ones are virtually invisible to you. Try this simple exercise. Write at the top of a piece of paper the words, "One thing I believe about myself is." Then set a timer for 1 minute and see how many different ways you can complete that sentence in under a minute. Go for at least 20 answers. The quicker you go, the more likely you are to discover things you aren't aware of. The idea is to beat your filters, to have information come up from your subconscious mind into your conscious mind. You can do the same thing with beliefs about business, about your company, about your family, about money, time, or direct selling in general. Once you've completed this exercise, you'll have a much better idea of the blind spots that are standing in your way, and you'll have a much better chance of being able to reprogram them. The next question is this: where do positive thoughts and beliefs come from? The answer is that you create them or you borrow them. You create them by first identifying your negative thoughts and beliefs and then choosing to implant their opposite. So, for example, if you discovered that one of your beliefs is that money is hard to come by, its opposite would be, "Money comes to me easily and effortlessly." So before you begin in the next part of our program, take all the negative beliefs you've discovered about yourself and your world and re-script them into empowering opposites. The other way to find positive beliefs is to borrow them by learning what people believe who are successful in the ways you want to be successful. As a student of your industry, there are wonderful role models for you to emulate. There are people who have made literally millions of dollars in direct sales, network, and multi-level marketing, being ethical and true to themselves. If you could borrow their beliefs, you too could be just as successful. The way this program works is that we'll be putting you into a state of relaxed self-awareness in which you can absorb positive beliefs, ones you already know you want but haven't been able to absorb, or ones you weren't even aware you wanted because you were unconscious of the fact that you were believing their opposite. During a latter part of this process, you'll be listening to hypnotic music while silently repeating the beliefs you've chosen for yourself now that you've gained self-awareness. But first, we're going to create a receptive state in your mind, and you're going to be absorbing empowering messages from some of the greatest leaders in your industry. You'll be hearing the thoughts of a dozen of the top producers in the world of network marketing, absorbing the ideas that have made them mega successful. These are the exact messages that they've each expressed a desire to give you. Each of these great leaders and mentors was asked a single question. If you could download your most empowering beliefs, the ones that have created your success, into the minds of your students, what would they be? These are the inner secrets of success. Some of them may be new ideas, some of them you may have already heard before, but haven't absorbed them to your subconscious mind where they can live and act on you. Now that's all about to change. Through a variety of neuroscientific techniques, such as hypnosis, mindfulness, NLP, and emotional freedom technique, you'll finally absorb the beliefs that will make you successful. So to review, in this program, we're giving you a few powerful tools. First, you're going to use sentence completions to identify your limiting beliefs and mindsets, not just the ones you know about, but the ones that exist in what we call your blind spots. Then you're going to re-script some of those messages and create positive self-talk that you'll be using later in this process. And, unlike conventional programs, you won't just be repeating affirmations over and over again. We're going to create the right neurology to allow those messages in. Second, we're going to provide you with some of the messages that top leaders in your industry think you should get at a deep level. In many cases, they'll be things you've already heard or learned, but somehow haven't absorbed and assimilated into your behavior. We've gone to the top leaders in your field and asked them what they download directly into your brain to make you massively successful. Then we've built those messages into a subconscious delivery system that will get results. For those of you who are apprehensive or concerned about techniques like hypnosis, don't worry. You won't be unconscious and you won't be taking any messages on that you don't want. You'll hear all the points in your conscious mind, and only those that resonate for you will be absorbed. Over the course of the next half hour or so, I'm going to guide you through a process. The process is designed to take you down into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation until the power of your thinking conscious mind is diminished, and I'm able to speak directly to your subconscious mind. For this to work most effectively, you must open yourself to the process, allowing me to guide you. You'll need to trust me, yourself, and the process. Everything we're about to do is completely safe and has been tested on hundreds of thousands of people with literally no ill effect. Although you'll be voluntarily submitting to my suggestions, you will never lose the ability to take back complete control or to stop the process whenever you want. But know that if you continue, I will only be able to impact your mind with ideas that you are willing to accept. I cannot, despite what you've seen in the movies, take control of your mind, implant dangerous or unwanted suggestions, or manipulate you in any way. So relax and allow yourself to enjoy the process. Also, avoid the urge to evaluate the process while it's happening. It will do you no good to carry on an internal dialogue about whether or not this is working. It is, in fact, one of the ego's best tricks to distract you from your experience by replaying the same record over and over again that says, "Is this working? I don't think so. I don't feel hypnotized. Maybe it's not working." If your mind starts doing that, just notice it, recognize it for what it is, and return as quickly as you can to my instructions. Let me guide you, and don't worry if you're still aware. It makes no difference whatsoever. Just follow the program and you will be successful. I'm also going to recommend that you find a comfortable place, a quiet place where you won't be distracted or disturbed. It's best to listen to the remainder of this program using headphones. Allow yourself to be flooded by the sound of my voice and let my words fill your senses. You can lie down or sit up. Just be completely comfortable and completely relaxed. The process will last, as I said, for about a half hour. It's divided into four parts. First, I'll take you into deep relaxation. Second, I'll lead you through a series of beliefs and ideas from top leaders in direct selling and network marketing. Third, I'll give your subconscious mind what are called post-hypnotic suggestions to allow you to use this information once you come out of the hypnotic state. And finally, I'll lead you easily and effortlessly out of hypnosis and back into your fully awakened state. At that point, you can either leave the environment in which you've been experiencing this process, or you can remain and rest. Some people do this just before bed and fall asleep immediately after it's complete. Whichever you choose is fine. Finally, know that hypnosis has a quality we call facilitation. That means that each time you do it, you'll get more benefit. I recommend that you repeat this process a minimum of 21 consecutive nights, acclimating more and more to my voice until your responsiveness is almost instantaneous. For now, what you'll need is willingness, trust, and commitment. Without your commitment, this won't work, and you're going to want it to work because you're going to break through your barriers to success. As we proceed, I'll ask you to focus all your attention on the sound of my voice and on the sensations in your body to which I direct you. Follow my voice and bring your attention back whenever it wanders. Before we begin, go to the bathroom if you need to. Then find a comfortable place, get ready, open your mind, and get ready for change. You have a lot to look forward to, and I don't want to delay you any longer, so let's get started. Once you're in a comfortable position, advance to the next track.